Ladies and gentlemen, pay attention. This is your boy, the coach from the WWE. I would like to welcome you to the very first wrestling podcast in the world to take you on a weekly deep dive in the classic matches along with legends of the squared circle. Enjoy the discussion. Enjoy the back and forth. There's so much to get into. Ladies and gentlemen, this is The Payoff.
Welcome to an all-new episode of The Payoff. I'm Tom. That's Jeff. Jeff, how the hell are you doing?
We're going way back in the time capsule today. I'm excited to cover this one. I'm loving these older matches that we've been doing, and so I'm feeling good today. We are out of Survivor Series. The next big one is going to be Rumble, and so we're close to being on the road here. I'm excited, and so but before we get there, we're going to close out the year strong here. We got the end of November here and some good things happening.
I got so many questions about this show, but all right. I'm excited to cover this. I mean, I've never seen another Savage Steamboat match. I know there's obviously been others, so I know it's a short match, but I'm just excited to see how these guys interact and what this match looks like. So it'll be fun.
Yep.
All right, well, let's get into the build.
Ho! It's time for the build.
All right, I got a number of questions for you here, buddy. So, November 7th, 1985, Rosemont Horizon, I got all that. We're wrestling classic 1985. Mm-hmm. This show is built around a 16-man tournament. Mm-hmm. Okay.
First round match.
First round matches are 3 minutes, 9 seconds, 247, 253, 325, 17 seconds, 4 minutes and 17 seconds, and then 6 minutes and 28 seconds. Okay. Let me rattle off the names here. We had Adrian Adonis, Corporal Kirshner, Dynamite Kid, Nikolai Volkoff, Randy Savage, Ivan Putski, Ricky Steamboat, Davey Boy Smith, Junkyard Dog, The Iron Sheik, Moondog Spot, Terry Funk, Tito Santana, The Magnificent Morocco, Paul Orndorff, Bob Orton. Wow.
Big names. Yeah. And then your one singles match of Hogan and Piper.
Yes, 7 minutes, Hogan wins by DQ. That was sandwiched in between the quarterfinals and the semifinals. We're covering a quarterfinal match between Randy Savage and Ricky Steamboat. I won't give away who wins. I won't give away the rest of this, but I'll just say that it was really something, man. Imagine sitting through all this. But yeah, short matches, just wild. I look at all these Hall of Famers, though. It's just a lot of like big time stars on this thing.
And there is, other than, I mean, if you cut the card in half, and I'm looking at it myself right now, like the second half, really, like there was, you know, two matches that weren't great, but everything was 3 stars or higher. Like there was a lot of really crazy good wrestling on this show.
Is this the Hogan Piper match we watched?
Yes, it is.
I thought so. It got 4 stars, but I remember it being really good, right? Didn't we say, yes, like, wow, this is way better than we expected?
Yep, exactly. Even for as quick as it was, because it was a sub 10-minute match at that point. But yeah, so we got another one of those. And so this is one that, yeah, I found it. You and I talk about it on the show a lot of times. Like, I know we've covered 1-2-3 Kid and Razor before. I think this is one of those where you get these lists of like shortest matches ever that are under 5 minutes or under 4 minutes that are just like these incredible matches. And so that's why I wanted to make sure we were talking about this one, because it is one that, you know, you kind of wonder how could a match in 4 minutes be rated, you know, as high as it is and be as well respected as it. Well, we're about to find out. So, kind of crazy how, you know, this one, these guys have been feuding for, well, not that whole, whole lot, actually. Steamboat was busy, but this was, Mania was the first pay-per-view that they put out. this was actually the second pay-per-view that they ever did. And so I, you know, if in my brain, I just would have, you know, never really thought of that. And so that's your trivia for today. If Mania was the first, it was not Mania 2. It was the Wrestle Classic actually taking place, you know, this November, you know, and having it. And so it was the 16-man tournament was the kind of selling point, like you said, calling that the Wrestling Classic. And so you actually had Steamboat at this point. He was, of course, at the first WrestleMania, defeated Matt Bourne on that card. He then started in September of 85, kind of feuding actually with Mr. Fuji and Don Morocco, and kind of some back and forth there with those guys. And so having that a little bit, he actually, it was a Saturday Night Main Event 3. Steamboat defeated Mr. Fuji in a Kung Fu challenge. And so that would not go over well today, but that's all right. And so, and then you had in the opening round, Steamboat's match of this Wrestling Classic, he actually took on Davey Boy Smith. It was actually two faces at that point, kind of taking each other on. And it was actually kind of injury to Davey Boy. The match was kind of stopped and Steamboat won based on that, based on forfeit. And so that's how he got his match with Randy Savage after Savage had beat Ivan Putski in his round. Now, I guess, you know, as we talk about these matches, even I forget that it was actually only like June of 85 and this show, excuse me, taking place in November of 85. June of 85 is when Savage was actually signed. And so he had actually not been around that long, which is kind of crazy. And most of his first appearances, and I needed to look into this one more, but it was Tuesday Night Titans, which I didn't even remember this show. It was on USA from 84 to 86. And so, yeah, it was like a 2-hour show. Again, it was a clip show as well too. They were all on the network previously, but it was almost like a late night talk show with Vince and Lord Alfred Hayes. It was, you know, it's interesting. I got to go back, kind of check it out, stuff like that. But it was actually on that show with a bunch of different managers. You had Bobby the Brain, Jimmy Hart, Mr. Fuji, Johnny Classy Freddie Blassie, all offering their services, managerial services, to Randy Savage. But he actually chose Miss Elizabeth as his new manager. I found this line funny because of knowing what we know now. I think this is just comical. It says his gimmick was a crazed egomaniacal bully who mistreated Miss Elizabeth and threatened anyone who even looked at her. And so we know how that played out in the end there, but
it turned out it was a shoot, not a work.
Yeah, a little bit there. It was a work shoot in a lot of ways. Yeah. And so I did not realize either whether I just didn't think of it or, you know, it's just one of those facts that you just, you know, you always think of Macho Man being around or Randy Savage being around, excuse me, that this was the Wrestling Classic. This was the pay-per-view debut. Of course, there was not a whole lot of pay-per-views, but this was the pay-per-view debut of Randy Savage. And so kind of getting into this. And so as we get into this match, like I said, Savage had really, there was not between these guys really anything going on. You just had, you know, both guys really in this tournament, and we get to one of these rounds where it's time for them to have a match.
I mean, you know, I don't know what we can accomplish in 4 minutes, but we're about to find out.
We're not gonna have much to talk about, and so that's okay. We're just gonna watch what happens here. So I'm ready if you are, man.
Well, let's get into it. We're at the 19-minute mark of Wrestling Classic. Are you ready?
Let's do this, man.
I said, are you ready?
I am ready.
By the way, that DX reunion a little while ago.
Oh, man, yeah.
It's what I expected. It's just...
4 out of 10, man. They could have just done a lot more.
I don't know, man. I want someone to take a super kick.
Right. Yeah. It wouldn't have been that. Yeah. You put one of the young guys they don't like, you know, let them take a super kick.
Well, you know what? My idea was, I thought that they should have, those two jobbers that they interacted with backstage, I thought they should have come out and interrupted the DX thing. They would have gotten shit booed out of them, and then they could have done like super kick, and X-Pac could probably still do a move, but I thought it would have been fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they could have done a little bit more. Wasn't a little, I say a little underwhelming. But yeah, what are you gonna do?
Yeah. All right. 19-minute mark. It's time for the payoff.
Ho! It's time for the payoff.
You do. His name is Putski. Yes, it's Putski.
Paduski, right.
Jesse and Gorilla.
Like Elizabeth taking the ring attire off the back of the Macho Man and Ivan pacing.
This is not the correct match.
He's got a smile on his face, but I don't know. Look out, Randy Savage bails out immediately.
Oh, we let you behind the scenes. We screwed up. We're not at the 19-minute mark. I had the wrong Savage match. Hold on.
We'll get there.
We will get there. That was the Savage, what, Ivan Putski match?
Yep.
All right, we'll find it.
Luckily, this is a short one.
I think it's right after this one.
One.
There it is, right here. There you go. So what's our timestamp?
1:13.
1:13.
Yes.
Right?
I'm ready.
All right, hit play.
Okay, here we go. We'll try this again. So we did get to see, we now have Macho in the robes. Randy Savage in the robes. You have Elizabeth dress change, looking great, of course, as always, using her as the Steamboat. Looks just incredible.
Sure does.
A young Hebner, and then Macho attacking, or Randy Savage attacking from behind. Yep. He's still wearing his robe at this point. Yep. Fast, real fast start here from Steamboat. Yep. So finally, getting him undressed, finally. And he's pulling Steamboat to the outside here. He's got the Bruce Lee look going here with the black pants, like looking good. Steamboat is, yep.
What's your exact timestamp so I know we're even?
What do we got? I'm at 1:14, 1:14:01, 1:14:02.
Cool.
All right, yep. So you got Steamboat in the corner now. Hebner kind of trying to push Macho Man off a little bit.
I like when Hebner gets physical.
Yeah, he was kind of in there at this point. Kind of Steamboat throwing Savage over the top rope with like a weird neck drag or something like that. Yep. Look, they've got like kind of metal barriers too set up, like kind of a little bit different of a setup here, I guess, based on the arena.
Those were in the arena, I'm guessing. Like those are like bolted into the ground.
Yep, that's what those look like. Yep. Could have just been how they had the.
Man, you're right. Steamboat just looks like $1 million.
Yeah, both guys do. And you figure this is some of the first time that people are seeing the Macho Man as well, too. And so kind of just how he's acting and kind of moving and things like that. Like they'd see him on TV, but you figure having these kind of quick mat. Now, I will say, too, they are moving at just a lightning quick pace point.
You won't watch a wrestling match this week on WWE or AEW where two guys are moving this fast.
Nope, not at all. And so part of it is you wonder the time constraints they were just under, but then also like these guys just moving. You got Macho Man going to the top rope now. So it's one of the first. Oh, I thought we were going to get a pump handle. One of the first ever. There we go. They're seeing on pay-per-view. Yep.
Man, Steamboat. I mean, Steamboat's just jacked, but he's also so fast. And you know, Savage was fast as hell too.
Yeah. You got to wonder too, like we obviously know these guys have some chemistry between them as well too. So they obviously liked working together and stuff like that. Big suplex there from Steamboat, bringing Savage back into the ring from the outside. Both guys kind of working over his faces as well too. Now you got Steamboat going up top as well. Big crossbody there. Yep. We got one big kick out there. Bad camera work.
I don't know if this, and I should know this, but I guess this was after like most of the Flair Steamboat matches, but they wrestled more after this too.
Yeah, they still had some. Yeah, absolutely.
We're finally going to cover one.
Yes. Yep, we got it on the list here eventually to get into some of that. So, we got Savage going into the tights now. missing with a big swing there. Yep. Oh, and there he got it. His Steamboat picked him up. Savage got him. We're going back into the tights now. A little bit of heel work. Yep. 1, 2, 3. Okay.
Work.
They win a heel heat on Macho.
A little bit.
I just don't like Macho Man as a heel.
Yeah, and you figure this is very early. Like it wasn't really established as anything at this point. And so to get this kind of a little bit of the heel work here, I mean, he was working as a heel, but then also to get this a little bit, kind of selling that a little bit, just very interesting. Yep. Okay.
Well, that's
short,
it.
Short and sweet. All right.
Let's get to the aftermath.
Ho! It's time for the aftermath.
Well,
it was fast-paced. It was a fine wrestling match. I think it was incredibly textbook. To me, they little back, Macho had the advantage, and Savage had the advantage, and then, Steamboat again, and then, back and forth, and then you go into the tights, and ref doesn't see it, he knocks him out, and match is over. And so, I think it was, like I said, very textbook. There was nothing wrong with it by any means. I think very fast. I thought I was not expecting either of them to be moving as fast as they were, which I thought was fantastic. And so, how about you?
Yeah, same thing. I mean, you could tell how good they were individually and together. I mean, God, they both looked like $1 million moving around, bumping. I mean, it was fun. It certainly wasn't their WrestleMania 3 match, but you could tell there was some chemistry between these guys. That's for sure.
Yeah, and so with this, of course, it ended up being actually Steamboat wrestling Hercules Hernandez at WrestleMania 2, and then started feuding with Jake the Snake after that. Of course, we have covered this match as well, too, the Snake and the Dragon, having the alligator and the snake. And so we definitely go back into the archives, kind of check that match out, because we have that one there. These guys kind of working together as well, too, actually for quite a bit. It was actually October. Saturday Night Main Event 7 is when this one took place. It was actually, what's the day on here? The following year when these guys kind of keep continuing to have their match. And so Savage though started actually feuding with Tito Santana. You had Santana beating him a couple times actually in Puerto Rico, Saturday Main Event 3, just kind of losing, but eventually winning on February 8th, 1986, winning the Intercontinental Heavyweight Championship as it was at the time. And so I say not a ton, but I think that you were working with who was in the industry at that point. Then nothing bad between either of these matches, I don't think, or the stories that kind of played out after them. It was just, it was just a different time, absolutely, in wrestling. And so, but I don't think that, nothing wrong with any of that. And so this one's interesting too, because at the time there's just not, the PWI wasn't around. There wasn't a whole lot of write-ups at all. And so it was just how quick this match was. There was not any great things said about it. And so I think that's just, kind of oddball, but it's just having that, and, just interesting to me. I think it's a great snapshot of what at the time what was there. So yeah,
I agree. I mean, it was fun. I would have loved to have seen these guys 10, 15 minutes. I think it could have been a really, really good match. But I'm glad we covered it. It was a fun little short one to cover.
And I'm glad we did.
Nice little break after some of the ones we've covered.
Yeah, this is one where if people just need a quick reprieve, this is what you get. And so, yeah, absolutely. So, after that Thanksgiving holiday, just get people able to enjoy themselves a little bit with some wrestling, some real simple wrestling. So I'm going to give this, I'm right at 7.5 on this one. I think it's just... Yeah, I feel like that's my average number sometimes. Like if it was above average, I'll do a 7.5. It was just plain average, I'm a 5. But I thought I was very impressed with just how quick it was. And I think that was really good to me. I enjoyed watching that part of it. So I'm at a 7.5, maybe a little high compared to what you were thinking, obviously. But yeah, that's where I'm at.
Yeah, I'm at a 6 on this.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I just, it's fine. But I mean, I'm at a 6. So.
been a while since we've had that big of a separation. Yeah. That
didn't do much for me, but didn't suck. So.
Yep. Absolutely. Good. Okay. This one was brief, but yeah, this was good stuff though. So I want to remind everybody that, of course, you check out our sponsors, manscaped.com, using that promo code payoff20, payoff20 at manscaped.com to get free shipping and 20% off everything.
What's your favorite of the Manscaped products? What's your favorite one?
I'm a classic, just using the lawnmower 4.0, man. Like I love just once a week, like, you know, it charges super fast. It keeps a big charge, like when I'm like using it, and then just knocking it out real quick. Like, you know, it might be like a Friday or Saturday night, just so it's done. But that's where I'm at with it. Yeah, that's my favorite. How about you? What's your favorite? Absolutely. Check it out. It's absolutely worth it. Make sure to get any of their stuff. So payoff 20 at manscaped.com, checking out all their great stuff. And then of course, don't forget about trueclassic.com, t-shirts, whatever you might kind of need, sportswear for, it's just great fitting stuff. You know, just spend a little bit more money for the good stuff that's out there. We want to make sure that you know, you're feeling good. Like I you don't need to wear white ratty shirts. That's even, you know, unfortunately what I've got on right now. And so but they've got everything. They got underwear, they got hats, they got, you know, gym wear, just stuff you might want to wear. You name it, it's out there, especially now that it's getting a little bit colder out. It is colder out. Maybe you want some kind of like new sweatpants, like kind of stuff like that. They got a 3-pack of that stuff. Like, it's absolutely worth it. Get yourself a little bit of a discount for some real good stuff. Who doesn't love a good gray, or, you know, a good pair of gray sweatpants? You know, that's what the ladies like. And so we can get you, hook you up at trueclassictees.com. Make sure that you're using our promo code payoff25. That's payoff25 to get 25% off.
Love it. Yeah. Great, great stuff. Check them out. We, you know, it's funny because like, I always look for like value, right? Like I don't mind spending a lot for a premium product. I also don't mind saving money, but you know, like the perfect convergence for me is like something that's really high quality, but not crazy expensive. Like I know you can get a nice t-shirt for $50. No kidding. Better be nice. But if you can get a really good one that feels like it's $30 to $50 and it wasn't, then that's where you got a really good deal. So that's what I like about them, is kind of premium product, good pricing. I like where they're positioned. Obviously there's a lot of places you can buy t-shirts and the other stuff they sell, but I like where they're at from a value and pricing standpoint.
Yeah, and they got all kinds of good stuff like on sale. Like there's always a few things on sale as well too. So make sure to check out that as well. And so just kinds of all good stuff to me. You know, I like some of their long sleeve stuff, especially. I mean, you're in some of the warmer states. I'm in some of the colder states up here. And so I appreciate a nice long sleeve. And so yeah, just good stuff.
Agreed. Well, I'm in long sleeves right now because my office is freezing. So, but it's like 90 degrees out.
Right. Yeah. And that's okay. So yeah, cool.
Well, good episode. I think we're doing some really good work right now. I like the matches we're covering. I think we're covering a lot of fun ground. Just amazing how many matches and moments are out there and still have so many more to go. So it's it continues to be a lot of fun to go through all of this and have some laughs and watch these matches. So as always, we appreciate everyone listening, supporting the show. We'll see you on social media, and we'll see you next week on an all-new episode of The Payoff.